And now it's the turn of a female vocalist we feature regularly on the programme. We're going to have the lovely Anne Breen. And she's bringing us over to the west of Ireland again, this time off the coast of County Mayo. She's singing and telling us all about the beauties of Achill Island, A-C-H-I-L-L, Achill Island. And this song that Anne Breen is singing is sung in what we call the country and Irish style. It's very, very popular here in Ireland, particularly in the rural parts of Ireland, where you get an Irish song sung with a sort of country music arrangement. I think it's nice. Listen to Anne Breen. What do you think? Now, I am aware that some of the purists mightn't approve of that, but I don't see a problem with that. I think she sings it beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with good country music. Anne Breen. Now, I'm going to play again a track that I play regularly on the programme, simply because I love it. This man, well, in my book, is the best Irish singer today. I'm speaking, of course, of Ronan Tynan, and this wonderful track of his, Sail Away, and take a listen to the way he holds that wonderful note at the end.
On the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes, just when you want, the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight. From now on, we are steering by the stars. learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. Destination to an island in the mind, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless. What's in the past just leads the way to where you are. Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Sail away. Sail away. The
fabulous voice there of Ronan Tynan and Sail Away. I'm going to play for you now a track by Ronnie Drew. As you know, Ronnie was associated for many, many years with the Dubliners, and we'll probably be hearing him again with the Dubliners before the end of the programme. But here he's singing a song that he sang once for me. I met him and we were socialising in a hostelry, shall I put it that way? No, to be honest with you, I was playing music in a hotel not far from where he lived, and he hopped in and he came in, and would you believe it, he got the guitar out and he sang this song, and I accompanied him. Not on this recording, I hasten to add, for that particular night. Has happy memories for me, this song. Ronnie Drew telling us all about Donegal Danny.
Remember the night that he came in from the wintry cold and damp. A giant of a man in an oilskin coat and the bundle that told he was a tramp. He stood at the bar and he called a pint, then turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this, to be safe and dry is my one and only desire. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu, St. Donegal, Danny's been here before. Donegal, Danny's been here. Then in a voice that was hushed and low, he said, listen, I'll tell you a tale. How a man of the sea became a man of the roads, and never more will set sail. I fished out a post and Killybegs, hard glass and Baltimore. But the cruel sea has beaten me, and I'll end my days on the shore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here. One fateful night in the wind and the rain, we set sail from Killybeg town. There were five of us from sweet Donegal, and one from County Down. We were fishermen who worked the sea, and never counted the cost. But I never thought, ere that night was done, that my fine friends would all be lost. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here. Then the storm, it broke and drove the boat to the rocks about 10 miles from shore. As we fought the tide, we hoped inside to see our home once more. Then we struck a rock and hold the bow, and all of us knew that she'd go down. So we jumped right into the icy sea, and prayed to God we wouldn't drown. But the raging sea was rising still, as we struck out for the land. And she fought with all her cruelty to claim that gallant band. By St. John's Point in the early dawn, I dragged myself on the shore. And I cursed the sea for what he'd done, and vowed to sail her nevermore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll be you and you, St. Donegal, Danny.
Rummy Drew and his friends telling us the sad story of Donegal Danny. Tarshavageistot sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bollard. This next track is sung by Dermot O'Brien. Now, Dermot, no longer with us, he's gone to God now. But Dermot and I were great friends. He was a tremendous musician. He could sing a good song, he could write a good song, and he could play, oh, amazingly, on in the early days on the accordion. But I think in latter days he turned to the keyboard. But here he's telling the story of a young man leaving, one of those songs again, leaving his native home in Ireland. And his girlfriend gives him a shamrock and says, when you look at this shamrock, think of me. Here's Dermot O'Brien.
In the dark, a ship was anchored on a bright St. Patrick's Day. On the quay, a lass was sighing for her lover going away. In her hand, she held an emblem and its parted leaves were free. And her parted words were darling, look at these and think of me. Freely shamrock died the Dorothy, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Just before the ship had started, as she laid her hand on mine, just before we had parted, she looked with the loving eyes so kind. To my coat she pinned an emblem and its parted leaves were three. And her parting words were darting, look at these and think of me. Three leaves shamrock I adore thee, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. But tonight I am an exile, far from home and far from thee. Next my heart I'll wear your token, love no matter where I be. And though all the seas divide us, and your face I might never see, when there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Three leaves shamrock I adore thee, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. I'll come home and I'll marry thee.
Dermot O'Ryan telling us all about the three-leaf shamrock, which of course you all know is the emblem, or one of the emblems of Ireland, with my favourite ballad group. Yes, you regulars will know that that's the Dublin City Ramblers, and they're telling us about the youngsters who are leaving Ireland to go and work abroad. They're still doing it. They've been doing it for hundreds of years, and they're still doing it. But this is a song that was written by Liam Riley, who was the keyboard player with Bagatelle. Very, very clever song. Starts off painting the scene of him sitting in the waiting room ready to get the bus to go out to Dublin Airport. But there's a lovely line at the end, and I think it's very clever. It says, just remember that these aeroplanes fly both ways, so maybe they'll be coming back. This one, well, it's a little personal to me, actually, because My grandson and his partner are at present out in Australia, and we miss them. The Flight of Earls from the Dublin City Ramblers.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, you boys and girls, another bloody flight of Earls. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join MacAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision, we've got education too, but we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday. We just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times it's you, we've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the kiss and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas and airways and the trains. What if we see better days? Those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again.
I'm open to contradiction here, but I don't think this next track is an Irish song. I think it's a Edwardian or Victorian. I don't think it's that far back, but it's certainly from the early part of the 20th century. It tells the story, the man singing about his love, Maggie. When you and I were young, Maggie. Here, Barleycorn. We hear them regularly, and they're singing the lovely song, Maggie.
I wander today through the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. The creaking old and I were young. They say I am feeble with age, Maggie. My steps are much slower than them. My face is a well. Say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you I were young, when you and I were young.
Now, friends, each week on our little program, we're picking up new listeners and new radio stations from all around the world. And so, at the risk of repeating myself, and for our regular listeners, this may become, well, a little boring, but I just want to let our new listeners know about Sounds Irish. Sounds Irish means that any track we play will have, it'll either be an Irish song, but not necessarily, be an Irish song, a song that's sung by an Irish person about Ireland, or could be, as we've just heard there, the Kilkennys, beautiful Irish group singing a lovely Scottish song, Will You Go, Lassie Go, but the connection is that they're from Ireland. The song could be written by an Irish person or played on an instrument by an Irish person, and that instrument might not be playing an Irish song. Are you still with me? I think you get the idea. Now, I want to explain to you a little about this next track. Through many parts of Europe, we have various travelling people. Here in Ireland, they're known as the Travellers. And on the continent of Europe, we're Gypsies. I don't think we're allowed to say that anymore, though. But you get the general idea. These folk travel round the country buying and selling, and they don't live in settled communities, but most of them live in communities in sort of caravans or mobile homes or what have you. But unfortunately, this song says the life of the traveller is changing. Listen to Liam Clancy's version of The Travelling People.
I'm a free-born man of the travelling people. Got no fixed abode with nomads, I have one. Country lanes and byways were always my way. I never fancied being numb. Oh, we knew the woods and the resting places, and the small birds sang when winter days were over. Then we'd pack our load and be on the road. Those were good old days for a rover. There was open ground where a man could linger for a week or two, for time was not our master. Then away you'd jog with your horse and dog. Nice and easy, no need to go faster. Life hard, and I've known it easy. And I've cursed the life when winter days were dawning. But I've laughed and sung through the whole night long. Seen the summer sunrise in the morning. All you freeborn men, traveling people, every tinker, rolling stone and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, old ways are going. Your traveling days will soon be over.
I think that's a great song. I have the Johnsons singing it somewhere along the line, but that's Liam Clancy and his version of the song The Travelling People. It speaks volumes. I think on a recent program, I played for you a Phil Coulter song. If you recall, I think it was Scorn Not His Simplicity. I'm going to play for you another Phil Coulter song. This time it's sung by Paddy Riley. Phil himself, a wonderful musician, known all over the world now, and has made lots and lots and lots of albums of all styles and genre. But he also was, well, a very accomplished songwriter and had many hits. I think, well, we won't go into that now, but this is the song that tells his life story, in as much as he was born and lived in Derry, which is a town up in the northwest of Ireland. And then he moved to Belfast and went to university and became a musician. But here he's telling his story of Derry, the town that he lived in, and how it's changed. He starts off by telling us how he got music and he joined a band, and then he tells us how the whole thing changed. This was because of what we call, quote, the Troubles. Early '60s and 70s, when Ireland was stricken with violence from both sides. But now, thank God, that, well, the peace process brought that all to an end. And he tells a story of how the women used to go to work in the factory in the Creggan, which is a district of Derry. And then all of a sudden the whole thing changed and the British Army moved in and the place was full of gas. And then he says in the last verse, please God, the peace will come to my city in the end. And thank God, it did. Listen to Paddy Riley's version of The Town I Love So Well.
In my memory, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our schools played ball by the gas yard wall. And we laugh through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were days in so many, many ways, in the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn calls women from Craigham, around the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, fed the children and then walked the dog. And when times got rough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride for the town I love so. There in the dairy air, like a language that we could all understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay, as I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. For I'd learned about life, and I found me a wife in the town I loved so well. But when I've returned, how my eyes were burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed-out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old gas yard wall, and that damn barbed wire gets higher and higher. With their tanks and guns, oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. Though they'll not forget, still their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done, it's done, and what's won, it's won, and what's lost, it's lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so.